Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. This is Ted Brower. Austin will be joining us in just a couple of minutes. He's running a few minutes late this morning, and that's okay because it's a Monday and a lot of things are going on in Health Masters. Love you guys. Good morning. I have not yet had a chance to pray for you guys today, but I will here in a little while. So right after the show, we're going to have some prayer time. So you guys are – you know, it's so funny. I listened to that just then, and I thought to myself, this sounds like a doggone – Ted Brower Gospel Hour. It did. It sounded like the Ted start off with prayer time for my listeners. And you know what? That's good. I like that. I like the fact that this show is different than other shows. I like the fact that this show talks about Jesus and talks about God and talks about what's going on in the world and doesn't stop because of censorship. It doesn't stop because it's not politically correct. I spent the weekend down here in Sarasota this weekend, and I've met some interesting people. I met some folks from Germany yesterday, and they're very involved in the political realm in Germany, and they're all very happy to see Angela Merkel go, and they don't like Donald Trump. And I talked to them. The guy said, well, I voted for Donald Trump. He says, I supported Donald Trump initially, couldn't vote because he's German. He says, but now I don't support him anymore because of the mess that he's involved in. And then I explained to him what Otto Kahn had said back in the 1920s about how the international banks control both sides of the narrative. And that Trump was bought out and paid for by the Rothschild banking cartel back in the 80s. He looked at me and goes, you know what? He goes, that makes sense. I really hadn't thought about that. See, it's that international web that's been created through the international banking cartels that allows these clowns to do whatever they want to do whenever they want to do it. Then this morning I just had breakfast. Spoke to another guy up in the breakfast area, and just started talking to him. Real nice guy. He's about 50 years old. And he's a commodities trader. And we started talking about the price of gold, and he just shook his head. And I said, you're talking about naked shorts, aren't you? He goes, you know about this? I said, yeah, I talk about it all the time. He says, every day, he says, Goldman Sachs, Rothschild, somebody turns on a bunch of naked shorts into the gold market and starts selling contracts way below cost, naked shorts, and they fulfill their contracts in dollars, not gold. And he goes, and they artificially hold gold down. I said, yeah, I know. He said, it's horrible. He said, you have to play within a rigged system in order to try to make things work. And I said, yeah, I know. So it's interesting to me how many people are waking up. Think about this for a second. The folks from Germany are waking up. This guy that I spoke to this morning is wide awake. And what's interesting to me also is this, that vast majorities of population, of the population is waking up because of Jeffrey Epstein. Nobody believes this clown killed himself. He was a megalomaniac, and there's no way megalomaniacs kill themselves. But what they do realize is that if he is dead, somebody murdered him. They realize that. And that's why these Jeffrey Epstein memes won't die. And the mainstream media, controlled by the international banking cartels, is complicit in the cover-up of Jeffrey Epstein because they control AP Wire and Reuters, and they tell you what the news is. It's like that one movie, Shooter, with Mark Wahlberg. He's interviewing the senator, and the senator goes, I say what the news is. I tell you what it is. It is what I say it is. And see, that's the problem with the Rothschild banks, the international banks. When they control the AP Wire and they control Reuters, they're the ones who put the news feeds out that consider items to be newsworthy. That's why in many cases you'll hear 10 or 12 or 15 different anchors from mainstream media outlets read the exact same transcript. You can Google it. Mainstream media outlets read the exact same media information. Now, of course, I'm not recommending Google. That's all tracked anyhow. But you use DuckDuckGoGo because Google is really censoring a lot of stuff that's not coming out. And by the way, Ghislaine Maxwell, she's supposed to be coming out of hiding now to reveal all of what she knows to the FBI. Of course, now remember, FBI is also internally corrupt in many cases, especially in the hierarchy. You're not talking about field agents. A lot of these guys are really good people, and they're as frustrated as we are. So we'll find out if any of this information from Jeffrey Epstein comes out. And if it does, what we'll do is we'll share it with you guys. Because, guys, Jeffrey Epstein had the dirt on a whole bunch of people. Remember, at the highest levels of this international banking cartel, they're like a sex cult. It's a satanic sex cult. You think, well, that sounds kind of weird. I agree with you guys. We all raise hands and say that sounds really, really weird. But what we have to understand, guys, is this is who these guys are. In fact, another actress has revealed the sex cult who hunted virgins on the Tinder burned initials in her. This is that Nexium sex cult. All of this stuff is interrelated and interlocked. And we have to understand that a lot of these guys are involved in these sexual, how should I say, liaisons and weird rituals in order to increase their own energy, to reverse their own aging process. And remember, a lot of these people and this is what we have to get here real quick. They don't believe in heaven or hell. They don't believe in an afterlife in which you have to pay penance, so to speak, for what you did while you were here. They don't believe that's real. They believe they can do whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it, and there is no there's no blowback. there's no downside. As long as they tell you with their white magic in advance what they're going to do and you don't reject it, they basically say they can do anything they want to do to you, and it's okay. This is all part of their Kabbalah teaching. It's some crazy stuff. You say, well, they shouldn't feel that way. Well, this is what they believe. And we need to understand this is the group that's running the planet. Like this, here's another one. Student, a school, suspended me for hate speech when I protested wearing an LGBT rainbow poppy. No joke. This is in Canada. This is back just a couple days ago. A 17-year-old Canadian high school student is sticking to her story that a Manitoba school suspended her for hate speech after she posted objections to wearing a rainbow-colored poppy. The Interlake School Division will neither confirm nor deny. Of course they won't. And it reports that the Stonewall Collegiate student has been suspended until after Remembrance Day. In the interest of maintaining confidentiality, we would not publicly comment on any student matter whatsoever, Board Chair Alan Campbell said to LifeSite News in a phone call covering his bottom. Oops, I added that. But when I tell you that at no point did a staff member of Stonewall Collegiate or Interlake High School direct mandate or suggest that any student should have to wear a rainbow poppy, Campbell said. Whoa. However, the student identified as Natalie provided a statement Thursday, and she said, it all started when teachers, counselors, and some students said we should wear the rainbow poppy, Natalie said, adding that she disagreed. I typed up papers on a computer, printed them off, and taped them up on the halls. She let the world know how she felt, which we all should do. And so anyhow, it's pretty interesting to me that we have groups of people that say, we don't want to do this, we don't want to approve of this, we don't want to be involved with any of this, and then they're suspended because they voice their opinion about how they feel. Guys, that's kind of crazy, isn't it? I mean, think through that for a second. I mean, does that mean we can't say what we want to say? I mean, where's that? That's right, though. This is Canada, isn't it? That's what has happened. She forgot something. She doesn't have a constitution. She's in a monarchy. Queen of England runs that country. No, she doesn't. A few years ago, the Queen of England like suspended everybody in Parliament in Canada because she got ticked off at them because they weren't doing their jobs. Yeah, you tell me who runs that country. Austin, good morning, and what do you think?
Good morning, bud. Great to be with you. I apologize for being a little late. I was trying to take care of some stuff with the house build, but we are up and ready to roll. And, just kind of touch a base of what you're saying there with this. This is what we bring up a lot on this show, and the reason why we bring it up as an aspect of political correctness and free speech and everything else is that this is continually becoming a problem in this country. Is we can see more and more and more where students, whether it be, you know, in college, whether it be in high school, if they say anything, if they make any comments, if they do not completely and totally allow themselves to be indoctrinated into the lies and propaganda that are being forced upon them, if they don't simply agree blindly, they're ostracized, and sometimes their grades are dropped, sometimes they're suspended in this case, sometimes they're expelled. This has been coming at regular occurrence in the United States, even in Canada as well. We see it right now, but it's also happening in the United States. So understand that this is very, very crucial time in our country right now. We're at a pivotal point, a very pivotal point, because if we continue to follow the suit and the line of what they're trying to force upon us, if we continue to step back and just say, well, you know, it's not that big of a deal, it's not that big of a deal, you know, we'll just do it, we don't want to offend anybody, we are slowly going to lose our rights to say and do just about anything. Because if we reach a point to where we can't call a spade, we can't call a weed, we can't call things out for what they are simply because it's not nice or politically correct, it's going to reach a point where essentially those terms, those comments, those things that we want to say and, you know, speak our mind, they're going to come illegal at some point. The legislation that we've seen over the last 10 years on restrictions on what we can do, on what we can say, has just skyrocketed. We have so many taxes. We have so many, as far as invasive things that are in our life all the time. And before I get an email from everybody, I got some emails on that last week, because I mentioned on taxes, the concept of all these illicit taxes are not what our founding fathers intended. Just be clear on that. I understand he's basically bringing money forward and funds and generating funds to help contribute to certain roadways and stuff like that. But where we're at now, when we have cities and states that are completely insolvent and hundreds of billions of dollars in the red every year, and the federal government has to come in and basically bail them out, example, California, that's not our problem. That's not Florida's problem. That's not the United States' problem. That's California's problem. And when you take the accountability away from these states and you do not force them to have any type of accountability and you don't force them to have direct oversight on what they're spending and they can just run carte blanche, I don't understand why it's the rest of the country's requirement to bail them out and have to give them hundreds of billions of dollars in federal aid on a regular basis because they simply can't manage their finances. So the context of what we're starting to see now is going further and further and further and further down the line of tyranny where we're being taxed on everything. I told you guys a couple weeks ago, there was an article from a hardcore leftist Democrat, I think it was out in California, and he was now saying that any scholarships that students get, basically full ride scholarships on athletics, so if they go to school and play football and they get a full ride scholarship, they need to be taxed on that scholarship. I kid you not. He basically said, well, that's a form of income. They're getting money to go to school, and they're getting money for housing, and they're getting money basically for per diem in their scholarship. We need to add a tax onto that now. See, this is what the bankers have done, and they do it so efficiently. They do it very, very well, is they don't have to produce anything. Just be clear on that and follow me for a second. They don't have to build anything. They don't have to manufacture anything. They don't have to make anything. They don't have to have inventory of anything. All they simply have to do is loan money out at significantly high amounts of interest and then turn around and the money that you are making, that you're paying back your money on and paying back the money on interest and paying back all the money to them on, they figure out ways to tax that money incessantly on every single thing they can. You know, it's ironic to me how so many people actually vote for their own demise. I could not even understand and fathom the idea that was going on at Impasco. This is out in Tampa last year when the 18 voting season came around. And there were like 10, 15 amendments on the ballot. You know, different counties had different amendments, but a lot of them were statewide as well. But Pasco County, one of which really stuck out to me, is they voted to increase their sales tax by 1.5% on their sales tax rate. And so it was funny because the state, the county had to vote on it. They had to vote to increase their tax. And of course, they came up with this amendment saying, listen, we're going to build new roadways, and we're going to maintain all the potholes, and we're going to build new bridges, and we're going to do all this infrastructure, and it's going to be really, really, really cool. And you guys just need to contribute 1.5% more to your sales tax. And everybody went, oh, that's a great idea. Sure, I'll give you more money. I'll give you more money that you can't already manage, and you can't already finish the roadways you have, and you can't manage your budgets with the contracts you already have. We'll do that. We'll go ahead and add more money into a giant black sucking sound hole that never returns anything. And they did. They voted on it. They actually voted to have higher taxes. In Polk County, we didn't have that option. I'm really glad we didn't, because I feel some of the people would have voted for it as well. This is what we have to understand. Almost all those amendments that you see on those ballots, almost all of them, not all of them, almost all of them, do your research on them and read what's really about them. And here in the state of Florida, statewide, we voted to have the dog racing basically stopped, greyhound racing by 2020. I voted absolutely no on that amendment. It was an idiotic amendment. First off, I don't care if people want to race greyhound buses or greyhound dogs. It's been going on for a long time. But it wasn't just that. That was the context of what they brought it. It was a very, very deceptive statement on just the header of the amendment. When it went into detail was, and this hasn't even kicked in yet, by the way, excuse me, this starts in 2020. It basically allows PETA and multiple other agencies to come into the state of Florida and regulate how animals are taken care of, to seize animals immediately if they don't meet the requirements that PETA requires, come in and actually create an animal constitution, I kid you not, I can't even make this up, and essentially give animals almost the same rights as humans, because a lot of these hardcore activists, remember, they think it's wrong to own a security dog for security. You own the dog. You can't own that dog. That dog is its own entity. He has his own rights. He has his own constitution. That's what they believe. And, of course, the state of Florida actually voted for it and a bunch of other really, really, really horrific amendments. That this is why it's crucial, guys, especially on stuff like that, when we actually have the ability to make true, honest change and block these things from going into law, read the doggone amendments, people, and don't just vote on them because you have some stinking sheriff or some idiot politician say, vote yes on Amendment 1. And he puts those idiotic commercials out. Everybody goes, oh, I like him. I should vote yes on Amendment 1. And they don't have a stinking clue on any of the amendments that's going on. And quite frankly, if we continue to do that and we vote for our own demise and our own tyranny to take over us, we really don't deserve freedom or liberty whatsoever, Dad. As sad as that is to say, if we vote for these things to incur and vote for them to actually happen to us with no oversight, there's nobody else to blame but us. So be aware of this when you see these amendments. I vote almost no on almost every amendment that's ever come up since I've been 18 years old because I read every single amendment and dig down into it and find out what we're actually voting for. I've only voted on a handful of them and said yes. So that's my statement on that, and that's how I feel about it, Dad.
Well, I pretty much vote no. I'm like you, Austin. I mean, why do we have to amend anything? I mean, why do we can't we just leave it the way it is? It's worked fine in the past. Why are we trying to amend it for special interest groups? And mind you, it's always for special interest groups or the increase of taxes almost invariably. And, you know, that's what we had in our county commissioners voted for a tax increase, for a fuel tax increase a few years ago here in Central Florida. And it was a horrible mistake. And it was only going to be a temporary tax. Well, you've noticed that they're never temporary. It's like these toll roads that are supposed to be paid for in 5 years and they're going to be free. They're never, nothing's ever free and it never gets to be free and the tax never goes away. That's why our fuel prices are higher in our county right now than they are in the surrounding counties. Why? Because our county commissioners some 10 years ago decided they were going to raise taxes for infrastructure and they just kept the tax going because everybody was already used to it and they figured, well, why not just leave it there? And see, and that's the problem that we have with county commissioners and city commissioners and state representatives and everybody else, all the way up to Congress, all the way up to the president. You have all these people thinking it's okay to do this. There's nothing wrong with this because the people said it was okay and they're not amassing by the millions in the streets. Well, there's a problem when you start amassing by the millions in the streets. You end up getting shot, and that's a real problem. By the way, Trump announces, just change the topics, that the new Navy secretary says that SEAL Gallagher will retire honorably as a SEAL. This has been a big brouhaha over the weekend, by the way. President Trump confirmed the firing of Navy Secretary Richard Spencer on Sunday because he was trying to get that SEAL, you know, basically taking his rank away, naming a replacement and reiterating that Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher will remain a SEAL and retire honorably. So good old Richard Spencer decided he didn't want to listen to the president and decided he'd do whatever he wanted to do. And I got to give Trump kudos for this. Boy, hit the bricks. You know, he goes, I was not pleased with the way that Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's trial was handled by the Navy, said Trump. He was treated very badly, but despite this, was completely exonerated on all major charges. I then restored Eddie's rank. Likewise, large cost overruns from past administrations, contracting procedures were not addressed to my satisfaction, Trump tweeted. And so, therefore, the Secretary of the Navy, Richard Spencer, services have been terminated by the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper. I thank Richard. No, he doesn't. He doesn't thank Richard for nothing. I'm really happy to see Richard go, is what it should say. And I don't appreciate his service at all, is what it should say. And his commitment, which doesn't exist. And Eddie will retire peacefully with all the honors that he has earned, including his Trident pin. Admiral and now Ambassador to Norway Ken Braithwaite will be nominated by me to be the new Secretary of the Navy, a man of great achievement and success. Now, I got to give Trump kudos on this, all right? Navy, you know, Richard Spencer basically ran his mouth. He ran his mouth. And see, here's the thing that bothers me with all of these clowns. They work for us. Like this guy answered to the president. He doesn't understand the chain of command. The president says Gallagher is going to keep his Trident pin, is going to retire honorably. He gets to keep his Trident pin, gets to retire honorably. You know, Spencer, maybe you need to learn something. Maybe you should have just shut up. You know, you got the commander-in-chief telling you what to do. Now, mind you, I tell you guys this. When Trump does stuff right, I say he does stuff right. He did this right. When Trump does stuff wrong, I tell you he does stuff wrong. But in a military situation, when you have a commander-in-chief who runs the military, being the president, and he gives a specific order like this, and this guy decides he doesn't want to do what he wants to do, he wants to do what he wants to do, he's got to go. It's how the military works. It's like when you have an office or a business and you have employees that want to argue with you about stuff and you try to explain to you why you want to do a thing a certain way and they still won't do it the right way. They got to go. You think, well, that seems kind of harsh. Well, no, it doesn't. if you're paying someone to work for you and you're paying them to do what you ask them to do, they need to be compliant, barring anything illegal. I'm saying that very clearly. But if you want an envelope addressed a certain way, and it's not doing anything wrong, it's just an envelope, and you think, well, I like have the envelope addressed this way, and they say, well, no, I'm not going to do it that way. Why would they do that? That make any sense? By the way, Julian Assange, New York Post came out with an article, the liberal rag that it is, which is really surprising they put this out. It says, Julian Assange could die in prison without urgent medical care. Oh, surprise, surprise. You know, do I hear Jeffrey Epstein walking in the hallway here anywhere? WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is so sick he could die in prison if he does not get urgent medical care, according to the open letter sent Monday to British authorities. More than 60 doctors wrote to the UK Home Secretary Priti Patel to express serious concerns about Assange's fitness to stand trial as he fights extradition to the U.S. on espionage charges. It is our opinion Mr. Assange requires urgent expert medical assessment of both physical and psychological state of health, wrote the doctors. Here's the thing, guys. The United States and Great Britain are allies. I'm just going to be real straight out with you guys this morning. If Donald Trump said to the British government, I want to pardon Julian Assange, I want to bring him to the United States, I want to have him testify against all of these crazy things he's uncovered in WikiLeaks, I want to have him testify to all these things that he knows that we need to clean out the deep state, and I'm going to pardon him. And as a personal favor to me, I need you to bring him forward immediately. I want him in the United States in 12 hours, which is very easy to do. It's a five-hour flight. I want him in D.C. I want him under the care of our best physicians, and I want him healthy for testifying in 30 days. And we're going to put full military guard around him, unlike they did with Epstein. We're going to have full military guard around him. Why don't we bring some of these SEALs around that basically are patriots and have them stand guard in the hallways? I guarantee you nobody's coming in there to snap somebody's neck. That I can guarantee. Why don't we put a couple of SEALs in the hallway? About 20 of them should do it and have them with full automatic weapons. And I guarantee you nobody's walking into his room without proper clearance, and they'll be there with a SEAL. And again, get a couple of these SEALs that are also medical doctors. Yeah, they have those too. And have them standing there with them so they know exactly what's being administered to them. And then Trump will say, I'm going to apologize. I'm going to completely and totally take Julian Assange. I'm going to drop all charges. I'm going to pardon him. I'm going to give him full benefit of the U.S. government, and we're going to clean out this deep state once and for all. And we're going to figure out where the wicked witch of Benghazi got her orders to do what she did to Ambassador Stevens. We want to find out what in the world happened in Benghazi, and he's going to find out Julian Assange has that information. And so we're going to get this all cleaned out. But remember, Trump is a product of the deep state, of the international banking cartels who bailed him out back in the 80s. He's a product of what Otto Kahn said, is that the international banks control both sides of the narrative and they turn the earth by its axes. That's what Trump is. Well, no, he's not. Yeah, he is. Now, was he something else to begin with? I believe so. Could he have been something more? Yes, I believe he could have been much more than that. I really believe he could have been the greatest president since John F. Kennedy. A lot of people believe that he is. And you say, well, why in the world are they attacking him like this? That's the cover story, guys. They're never going to impeach him. It's never going to go through the Senate. It's not going to happen. As long as he continues to promote the rebuilding of the Third Temple, he's going to be fine. And we need to understand that. We need to understand who is in charge of what's going on and why they're doing what they're doing. It's all about that new world government, like George Bush said, that 1,000 points of light and a new world order. And he goes, remember what Bush said? And when we are successful, and we will be, you know, we'll be a rule of law, basically and he was implying all rule through the United Nations, the Rothschild creation, and this is what's going on. Julian Assange knows the deep, dark secrets of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. They need him dead. That's about as direct as I can get. They need a Jeffrey Epstein dead too, but I don't believe he's dead. They just gave him a new identity and basically a flight to a non-extradition country on a private jet, probably his own jet. Probably brought his own jet over to pick him up. That would be the irony of all of it. And so this is the craziest thing that I've ever seen, that this deep state group of hoodlums is doing what they're doing, and we the people, like that man I met this morning in the breakfast buffet thing, he basically knew what I was talking about and was fully awake. They all think that we're all a bunch of morons. Guys, you guys are the smartest listeners of any show on radio or podcast today. You guys are. And it's not because Austin and I are such great hosts, but because Austin and I are willing to do what a lot of other hosts don't do, and that's to bring up alternative stories and alternative theories and alternative information to allow all of us to reason together as to what's really happening. We have to have the reasoning skills. We have to question what they tell us, and that's what we try to teach you to do on the show. I love you guys. Austin, what's your next story?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, that's what we continue, you know, bringing up on a regular basis to really just try to wake up everybody that's just, I mean, there's so much stuff going on right now. I mean, it's constantly going on, and that's why we really don't discuss a lot of stuff that's going on with this whole circus act up in, you know, Washington. I had numerous people always bringing stuff up to me about it. That's why we don't really cover it on the show. And we're not really going to cover much on the show. We may address something or make fun of a comment or something like that that somebody's made in it. But the truth about it is, when it comes down to it, it's all designed to keep people distracted on what's really going on and not focus on the real truth that's actually happening with the censorship that's going on right now. I mean, we see it more and more and more. We talk about it all the time. But I mean, now recently, Twitter senior executive, now we found out that they are going in and continually banning more accounts on a regular basis, all under the guise of fake news and Russian propaganda. More. There's been another like 150 individuals that have been purged off Twitter now, completely blocked, completely banned. Almost all of them are usually conservative. And what's interesting is we talked about this last year with the whole thing that was going on with the Russian hoax and the fake news, what they said with that whole thing, is Dad and I said it so many times. I said, listen, they're going to use this as a justification. It doesn't matter if it goes nowhere. It doesn't matter if they find anything. It doesn't matter if it's complete and total sham, waste of time, which is exactly what it was. They're going to use it as a pretext to clamp down on the internet. That's why it's so crucial that everybody has different means of communication besides just social media. It's very crucial, whether you have ham radios, whether you have, you know, as far as different ones on that aspect of where you're at, what worked good. Having aspects of ways to communicate with people also, too, via internet podcasts. That's why we have our free weekly newsletter that has links to our show every single day. You know, the internet is one of those things that if they try to pull an internet kill switch on it, there's going to be a very, very, very serious uprising in the entire United States at that point, because people are going to go, okay, obviously something's going on. So there has to be multiple backups that we can do. You cannot, and I repeat this, you cannot base your conservative talk show or your conservative communication solely off of the internet and off of the social media. You have to have different aspects of it. I mean, it's the internet, we rely on it a lot, but you got to branch out further, especially with social media, guys. You cannot base it on social media at all, because in a second, in a nanosecond, they can rip it away. It's interesting, over the weekend, there was a standoff up in upstate New York with a retired Army veteran who basically deployed to Afghanistan. He was in the valley. I mean, he was a fighter. And essentially, he had a domestic dispute with his wife. And there was a huge, huge ordeal basically that went out. The law officer showed up to the scene. They basically had squashed everything. But, you know, basically his Instagram handles is interesting. He was based off Instagram. Was Whiskey Rebellion 556, and so it went on to go. He started posting stuff on Instagram on Saturday night, and started showing videos of law enforcement cordoning off the entire street, bringing in an MRAP, bringing in the SWAT team because he wouldn't leave the house. His wife and kid left the house. He stayed in the house. They basically told him, you know, we're coming in to arrest you. And he said, no, you're not coming in to arrest me. And so they had this whole hissy fit. They said, you can't do that. You have to come out now. We're going to arrest you. He goes, no. You guys want to come in and arrest me. You guys know what I did. You guys know where I'm from. You guys want to come in and arrest me. Come in and arrest me. Well, he started putting all this stuff out on social media. This is on Saturday. And all of a sudden, all these groups from the area, these militia groups, started showing up. Started showing up. Like 40 militia groups started showing up around the whole group. And then SWAT team had to deal with those guys. And they arrested like 8 or 9 guys that were staging in a cemetery. Another group was basically on the high ground. Well, finally, the guy basically in the house, he finally gave himself up because the situation was escalating so much. And, of course, they charged him with multiple felonies now, multiple misdemeanors, all this stuff now, because they want to prove a point to show the population that you cannot say no, that you will do what we tell you to do. And it's just just ironic because I was talking to my brother about this on Sunday, and I said, it's funny how we have this concept, we have this fairy dust idea of what freedom is until they no longer allow us to have freedom. And then you find out real quick how much you can resist, how much you can say no, how much you get to do what you want to do. And I mean, we saw this with the Bundy Ranch standoff, where they actually won that standoff and the federal agents actually stood down because the overwhelming force of patriots was so strong. But then we found out later on that almost every single individual had been identified via license tag readers in all the areas, and that almost all the individuals were either charged or audited, or had charges brought on top of them, or had some type of nefarious scheme brought down on top of them because they were at the Bundy Ranch standoff. Because once you start having a tyrannical government show its face, and people start to realize how ugly it is, and they start to stand up and they say, no, this isn't going to work anymore. We're not going to let you arrest us today. They get pretty mad. They get real mad, because once you show that they can bleed, once you show that the whole world, how ugly face they are, they have to do something about it. Hence Waco. Hence Ruby Ridge. Hence all these incidents that have occurred when people try to say, no, we are not going to stand for tyranny. So it's best that we do the most we can with the media, with the alternative media, with the shows, with waking people up peacefully so that we can essentially resist peacefully and do the best we can, because the next step, once it goes to that, you have to understand, they're not going to allow themselves to essentially just step back and say, okay guys, we'll let you take the government back over, we'll let you start a new constitutional republic, we're okay with that. They aren't going to release their power without releasing it with an unbelievably overwhelming force, and it's best that we can try to avoid that incident as best as possible, Dad.
Austin, that was very, very well said, and you're absolutely right. You have freedom, the semblance of freedom, until suddenly they don't let you have it anymore. They just take it away. It's almost, and David Icke said it this way, he said it very clearly, he said we're in an invisible cage. We basically are in a cage, yep. And we don't know it because we can't see it, and not until they want you to see it do they show it to you. And that's where we are. We're in a cage, and they let us have a little bit of freedom here, a little bit of freedom there. But as long as the international banks run the world, and remember, these are not good people. These are not good people that run the world. These are not Christians. You know, they're not turning the other cheek. These people, the Rothschild banking cartel had Europe on its knees. Had Europe on its knees and was about to take over all of Europe with the Napoleonic Wars. And the Tsar of Russia came out and paid off the bill. Had so much gold, he just paid off the bill. And that all these people be free, all these countries. And they were so angry at the Tsar for doing this, the international banks, the Rothschild boys, they swore vengeance, a blood vengeance on him and his family, until 100 years later, they had the relatives, the progeny, the children of this Tsar, this person who had done this, killed. Took them all, machine gunned them. Killed them all, whole family. Children and all. Was machine gunned them in Russia, in the Russian Revolution. This is to the extent of their resolve. Never forget their resolve. Remember, they don't believe in an afterlife as far as how we see an afterlife, like we mentioned earlier in the show. It's all about, see, we believe that as Christians, when we receive, we give. We support groups. We support, you know, people that we know are doing what we know they need to do. We help support the poor. We help support like with the health masters, you know, with us. We support, you know, 17 Thai, you know, basically girls that would have been sold into sex slavery, and we support their schooling and their education and their upbringing. And you guys, through the support of health masters, do that with us. That's how we think. They don't think this way. To them, it's get everything they can and sit on the can and wait until the next generation shows up, give them the can to continue the manipulation. And that's how they see it. That's how they've gotten so powerful from the world standpoint with money, because they have corporations they set up and trusts they have set up that go from generation to generation tax-free. And so this growth of this wealth continues. And plus, they're manipulating the market, so they know exactly what the markets are going to do. And if that's not enough, they can just print their own funny money and be done with it. And it's not funny money to them, because they run the Treasury and they run the Fed and they run everything. And so they can create as much wealth as they want. It's all about power. It's all about a one-world religion. bringing in the Antichrist and doing what they possibly can to destroy the general population. And we get caught up in our day-to-day activities, in our day-to-day life. We start thinking about what we need to do as Christians and what we need to do to support our local families and our local religion and our local churches. But we don't think about what's going on with these guys as far as how they're going in and trying to conquer the entire planet, which they've done a pretty doggone good job of doing, and we don't think through it. And guys, it's so important that we all work together to tell people the truth on what's going on. Austin, what do you think?
And that's another aspect why we're bringing this topic up. You know, occasionally, more than occasionally, on a regular basis, I get emails from people that listen to the show, and most of which I don't respond to them, especially when they're negative. And I always find it ironic how individuals want to criticize Ted and I for certain topics we bring up. Or they say, well, you bring up that topic too much, or, you know, you're wrong about this and I'm right about this. Guys, I'll be honest with you right now. I don't care about getting those emails. I just delete them. I'm telling you that right now. I have so many other things to do besides listen to somebody that has nothing else to do besides criticize one single comment from one single show that we do literally all year long. It's not conducive. We see this a lot in the Patriot community and the alternative media where people are always going at against each other all the time, dropping names, criticizing each other, constantly trying to backstab each other and throw each other under the bus, write letters about one another and try to just put people down as much as they can so they can get more clickbait. Guys, this is garbage. And I'll tell you that right now, if anybody in alternative media promotes that type of lifestyle, promotes that type of behavior, and they engage in this and constantly want to put down all these other people that are trying to get out the truth, especially when the topics they're talking about are very accurate and very relevant, understand that there's something else going on. And also, too, things change. People change, topics change, times change, everything's constantly moving all the time. So something we may say a year or 2 years ago may actually change currently today. We may have a different viewpoint. We may bring up a topic that's changed because we've gotten more information on it. Things change. So understand that, and if you want to write those emails, feel free to keep writing them. I'm just going to keep deleting them and sending them to spam, so when you try to send me an email like that, it's just going to block you. I'm just giving you a heads up on that right now. Because I've been getting a lot of that lately with people that really don't like what we're bringing up, especially some of the real topics that Ted and I bring up, and they want to try to find one thing to basically remove our credibility from because we've made a comment about something a year or two ago and it's not accurate anymore. Guys, wake up call. Things change on a daily basis. Nothing stays the same. Just wanted to kind of add that topic in there. Also, too, on a health topic,
Austin, bring this up. I got a comment on that, but we can't.
Oh, no, please comment on that.
You know, here's the thing, guys. If you notice, I don't name names except for very rarely. I don't do it because it's not worth it because it creates too much division among the brethren. Most of us who listen to this show are Christians, or we try to be Christians, I guess, whatever you want to classify yourself as. And so what I've learned over the years is this. There are a lot of people in alternative news that are COINTELPRO. Now, you heard me say that. I was very clear with that. Counterintelligence professionals, they come in, and they basically are given a specific agenda, and they're funded through the government in order to put out specific information to confuse the patriots or to direct the course of the patriots or to bring us to a point where we start infighting. I don't do that. You know, years ago, I used a term dealing with medical physiology as far as the energy field that basically could be construed as being a new age term. But it also talks about a nerve plexus. And I got slammed for it. I mean, I got slammed for it to the point that I ended up having to get an attorney. Because I used a word that somebody didn't agree with. Guys, I'm going to always use a word that somebody doesn't agree with. And so are you. And so is every other show host. And here's what I've learned over the years, Austin, and here's what I try to do. I'm not naming names, but there is nobody out there that I probably agree with 100%. That's just the way it is. That means like we've got, you know, but if I agree with 95% of what they say, our relationship gets an A. If I agree with 90% of what they say, you know, in major colleges, that's an A. If I agree with 80% of what they say, that's a B. Now, mind you, the other 20% may be so far out there, I don't agree with any of it. But 80% is pretty right. That's the way I am with David Icke. You know, David Icke's not a Christian. But he's got some really good stuff that he says. People say, well, yeah, I can't believe you quoted David Icke. Well, I'm just letting you know. I don't agree with everything David Icke says. But the point is, 80% of what he says, I agree with. The first book I read that he wrote, I agree with like 50% of it. And I started doing research. And I said, well, crap, he's right about this. He's right about this. He's right about this. Well, I'm up to 80%. And then he gets into the non-Christian rhetoric that I can't deal with. That I can't deal with. And you think, well, why does he do that? Well, he was raised in England, with the Church of England, with the Catholic Church, and all of the corruption therein. He's never had a true born experience with Jesus Christ, born again experience. He's never felt the infilling of the Holy Spirit. So he doesn't know any of this stuff is real, as far as the Christianity part. He just thinks it's another government-made scam. It's not. The infilling of the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ changes everything. Guys, think about this for a second. Jesus changed the world. He changed the calendar, for heaven's sakes, of the entire known world. He changed it all. And for 1,500 years, the Roman Catholic Church, though it got very corrupted, did what it could to try to maintain the Bible and the Scripture. Now, they deleted some stuff they shouldn't have deleted. I believe that. They said some things they shouldn't have done, especially with the selling of indulgences. I believe that. But, guys, that's 400, 500, 600 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago. We can't change that. It's not a conversation. But the reality is this. We need to keep our focus on Christ. And so if someone says something, I don't agree with that. Okay, whatever. But I agree with 90% of what they say. Well, that's an A. It's like a relationship. It's like a relationship. Here's how I look at relationships. If I had a friend of mine years ago, went through a really bad divorce, and it really messed him up. He was married to this lady for like 10 years. She was a nightmare. Let me tell you, she's a nightmare. I'm talking nightmare. I mean, I remember, well, I'm not going to story. I'm not going into that. Yeah, well, I'll say one thing. She was so crazy that one day she ran him out of his house, and he came over and asked, can I please crash her tonight? And I said, sure. And his wife came over and howled like an animal at my mailbox. Austin remembers. I'm not making this stuff up. It was the nuttiest thing. I had to call the police up and get a trespass warrant on her. Ah! Screaming and yelling at my mailbox, okay? So he got rid of her. Then he went to Thailand and got himself a Thai wife, who was really nice. And she ended up leaving him after a couple of years. And what ended up happening is it messed him up. Now, I've known this guy for like 40 years, 50 years almost now. And so he got really messed up with his personality for like a year. And he was pretty rough. You know, he was rough to everybody. And Sharon said, well, I think you just need to talk to this guy and just try to figure out what's going on. I said, no, I'm letting it go. He's got to work through this himself. And I said, here's the thing, Sharon. I said, I've known the guy for, at that point, it was about 35 years. I said, for 35 years, my relationship with him is an A. This year is an F. It's awful. But he's got 35 years of A's. So when you take 35 years of A's of 100 and you average it in with a zero, you still get an A. And I said, it's just the way the numbers work. And I said, he needs to have some time to get through this. And sure enough, about a year later, he came back, you know, apologized. I said, I'm sorry I was acting like that. You know, please forgive me. And I'm like, oh, that's fine. No big deal. Still have an A. And then from that point forward now, it's been A's every single year. That's how you have to look at relationships. How many A's do you have in that relationship? How many years have you had A's? Now, if every year you have a relationship, someone wants a C, a D, or an F, and it starts getting to be F, 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 you got to say, you know, it's time to pull the plug on this. This is just awful. I can't deal with this. And so goes alternative news. We have so many people out there, because they've been deplatformed now, they start getting desperate for revenue. And who knows how they're compromised as far as what news they're giving out. I have people that were just absolutely on board with me for the last couple of years. They get deplatformed, and suddenly they start saying, well, wait a minute, maybe we need to start promoting Trump and start telling everybody how great Trump is, because that's the trendy thing to do, is to promote Trump. And my response is always this. If you're going to promote Trump, do it when he does stuff right. If he does stuff wrong, you really, really need to say that he did something wrong. But a lot of times they're unwilling to do that because of clickbait, because they're still getting money from the government through Google. This is all controlled by the same guys now. And this is what we have to do. We have to realize who these guys are. Now, let's take one look here. Let's look at the ADL for a second and how it launches a hostile takeover against Silicon Valley's Big Six. This is an article. Forbidden Knowledge TV, I pull this one up. It's going to tie together what I just told you guys about what happens and how people are basically compromised. Last week, the Anti-Defamation League bestowed their latest censorship award on comedian Sacha Baron Cohen, who accepted it on his first ever public appearance as himself and not in character, and or as one of his on-screen personas. And what a shock to discover that Cohen's real self is a globalist demagogue. The comedian called for a purge of all non-ADL-approved online speech. Now, do you hear what I just said? A purge of all non-ADL-approved online speech. And for the arrest of big tech heads who won't comply. Cohen reserved particular ear for Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg. The latter had recently made statements that he didn't feel it was the responsibility of Facebook to censor political speech, despite having ramped up Facebook censorship algorithms of late. Zuckerberg's heresy was not to be tolerated, and Cohen bought out that the old chestnut about how Facebook ads paid for by Russian nationals had caused the Trump presidency. Me saying all this. And then didn't two Russian allegedly influence of the 2016 election. And then ADL Silicon Valley Anti-Cyber Hate Working Group includes the representatives from all the tech giants. Here's Anti-Defamation League Silicon Valley Anti-Cyber Hate Working Group include representatives from all tech giants. ADL is the main contractor in YouTube's Trusted Flagger program. Nobody else says this on their shows, guys. I'm saying it right now. ADL is the main contractor in YouTube's Trusted Flagger program, and ADL's hate specs are programmed into the machine learning algorithms of all social media giants. The ADL has caused big tech deplatforms of tens of thousands of users over the past couple of years, but it's not enough. Okay? YouTube's new terms of service have come into effect on December the 10th, just in time for the December 11th release of the Michael Horowitz report and his testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee. This is about the 2020 election and is a total clampdown on the mainstream narrative going forward. YouTube has warned its users they may be deleted, any channels not deemed commercially viable, having already demonetized millions of channels. Wait a minute. Who's the boss? Is it big tech or is it the ADL? Now we come to the crux of the issue. ADL, Rothschild Creation. Here's how. ADL, Rothschild Creation, along with Otto Kahn controlling central banks. ADL. Dr. John Coleman mentioned the ADL several times in his 1991 book, The Conspirators' Hierarchy, the Committee of 300. The Anti-Defamation League is an outright British intelligence operation by all three branches of British intelligence, that is MI6 and the JIO. Let nobody underestimate the power of the ADL, nor its long reach. The ADL has an open door to the State Department and makes good use of the state's impressive intelligence agency. The ADL is a British intelligence operation funded in the U.S. Get ready, guy. Here it's come. Listen to me. The ADSL is a British intelligence operation funded in the U.S. by MI6 and run by Paul Steinberg and Eric Trist of Tavistock. Saul Steinberg is a U.S. representative and business partner of, here it is, Jacob D. Rothschild family of London. ADL is a joint FBI British Rothschild intelligence operation designed to single out right-wing groups and their leaders and to put them out of business before they grow too large and too influential. Alex Jones, it says in this article, is just one such person who has been depersoned and debanked throughout the internet except for his own domains. He says the international corporations allied with the communist China and the rabid anti-free speech left are making their move on American free speech. Guys, this is what's happening. I tell you guys all the time. It's always the international banking Rothschild cartels that are doing this stuff, and it's this group that does it all the time. And the ADL and AIPAC, the American-Israeli Political Action Committee, are the two strongest lobbying groups in the United States. And now the ADL is being used by Google to basically censor anything they don't think should be put out there. It's so important that we understand that this banking cartel, this international group of bankers who run the Central Reserve Banks, the Bank of International Settlements, all of this stuff out of Switzerland and out of Washington, D.C., tied together with their groups in the Vatican, in the Vatican Bank, are the ones that are calling the shots, guys, because they control the money supply. We've talked about it so many times. Austin, what do you think? What's your next story?
Yeah, no, we have. And that's why we keep bringing it up, because the truth needs to be told. Also, too, in other health news, I've got a couple health articles I want to touch base on here. Be very aware of a lot of these health foods that you see at the store, especially kids' health foods or natural foods, as which most of them, especially if they're heavily packaged and processed, they are not what you think they are. The University of Glasgow in UK just found out, basically, and published a study showing that children's food and drinks, especially fruit-based snacks, juices, yogurt, cereals, and ready-to-go-eat meals marketed as healthy and natural in the UK are not actually healthy at all. Surprise. surprise. The researchers found that of the 332 products investigated from the supermarkets, 41% were less healthy than they even claimed to market to be or could even justifiably be. These products included juices, cereal bars, cereals, fruit snacks, and yogurts. And what's ironic about this is most of these foods, you see them on the shelf, they're almost always marketed with cartoons and toys and all these ads to make them really fun, hip, good, healthy things. And they're not. They're not at all. So understand that. They said many of the products claiming about containing one of five a day fruits and vegetables did not contain anywhere near even a minor recommended dosage. The researchers warned that such health claims create what is called a health halo, misleading parents. They also warned the heavy use of cartoons as a marketing ploy. The researchers found that cereal bars contain the highest amount of carbs and saturated fat, while cereals had the most salt and sugar. And so be aware of this. A lot of times I know it takes a little bit longer to cook a good breakfast for your kids. Oatmeal, eggs, that's a staple in my house. That's something we eat almost every single day. Sometimes we'll make organic pancakes. Sometimes, we'll have, banana or something like that. But try to stay away from the processed foods as possible. And if you are going to go with something that's prepackaged, really read the ingredients and look at the nutritional facts on it, because this is what a lot of parents fail to do that fall into this trap, is they see natural or healthy on the go, play on words, and then you look at it, especially with juices. A lot of juices, man, they're straight from concentrate, loaded with sugar, especially the snacks. So just be aware of it. Look at what you're putting in your child's body, especially if they're having issues with hyperactivity or focus. You need to be aware of it, because in most cases, a lot of cases from what I have seen, it comes down to a blood sugar issue. If you pump your kid full of sugar, whether it's table sugar or fruit sugar in a bunch of juices and fruit snacks and fruit roll-ups, and they get unbelievably hyper because of the massive spike of blood sugar, and then they crash 30 minutes later and they're in a super bad mood and they're all fussy, understand that that's probably primarily due to their diet and not necessarily a behavioral issue per se. Not all the time, but just understand that it can be a serious issue. Also, too, in other news, just wanted to touch base on this one, too. Another study, we brought this up repeatedly, and I continue to bring it up. Exercise is key in maintaining a healthy body. A new study published in the journal of Mayo Clinic Proceedings suggests that exercise can be beneficial for reducing type 2 diabetes or the risk of type 2 diabetes. In the study, researchers from Iowa State found that adults with more moderate muscle strength were 32% less likely to develop type 2 diabetes. They reached the study after studying 4,681 people who did not have type 2 diabetes to measure the participants' fitness and muscle strength levels. The researchers also asked them to carry out a series of fitness tests, including leg press and bench press. During the average follow-up of 8 years, the researchers revisited the participants and found that 5% developed type 2 diabetes, and the ones who had moderate muscle mass and exercised at least semi-regularly had the lower risk of type 2 diabetes, and very few of them actually contracted type 2 diabetes, and that was irrespective of previous fitness levels, smoking, drinking, obesity, or high blood pressure. So exercising a lot of times encourages you to live healthier, by the way. I'll add that in there. When you're exercising a lot and you're staying in good shape, you actually want to eat better because your body is more responsive to healthier foods and you feel better on healthier foods and you have more energy and better muscle performance and exercise performance on healthier foods. So just getting in the gym at least a couple days a week, getting on some weights, getting on some exercise, getting on some cardiovascular training really, really does a great deal in helping you maintain a healthy lifestyle. And then obviously here from this research study, maintaining and contributing to having healthier blood sugar, Dad.
Blood sugar is so important because it directly affects glucose levels in the brain. If the blood sugar gets too low, the glucose in the brain gets low and you start getting really spacey and foggy and you can't think clearly, or you start getting in a really bad mood. I mean, you get really fussy. So, blood sugar, in fact, Dr. Cecilia Rosenfeld, she's a medical doctor, she's also a psychiatrist, she said one of the primary causes of marital discord were blood sugar imbalances. She said a vast majority of these people, when they had therapy given to them to stabilize the blood sugar, like eating more protein and more healthy foods, that they corrected their marriages. I mean, just by changing their blood sugar. Also, there's several risks associated with chronic kidney disease, and millions of people are at risk. A lot of people are dying from kidney disease, and about 30 million people are affected right now in the United States. Serious health complications can include gout, heart problems, anemia, electrolyte imbalances. It's really a major problem. Seven preventable risk factors are hypertension, diabetes, renal health problems, polycystic kidney disease, repeated urinary tract infections, poor diet filled with toxic ingredients, exposure to environmental toxins. All of this stuff needs to be mitigated, and you need to realize that you've got to start eating clean. You need to be staying well hydrated, at least half your body weight in purified ounces per day. In other words, if you weigh 200 pounds, 100 ounces of water per day. You'll also know when you're hydrated that your urine's going to be a real pale yellow and it'll be plentiful. You don't want to be trying to urinate like a drop of urine twice a day. It's not okay. It's not healthy for your kidneys. You also know that basically you need to have healthy diets included in your lifestyle choices, including plant-based diets, diets that are rich in omega-3 fats, blackstrap molasses, B6, B12, vitamin K, E, and D. Exercise regularly, just like Austin just said, because remember, physical activity can help people with chronic kidney disease by promoting weight management, better blood circulation, lymphatic health, and a stronger immune function. And it also helps avoid the risk of systemic infections. Guys, it's so important that you exercise and drink enough purified water. Now, don't put the chlorine and the fluoride on your body. That's poison. Make sure you use a distillation system to clean that water up. We can get one of those at healthmasters.com. And thank you for supporting Health Masters. Love you guys. I appreciate you. Guys, whew, fast show today. You guys have a wonderful day. Also, go ahead and finish the show, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yes, guys, and be sure to check out the product of the week that we have on sale right now, the Digestive Enzyme Blend, and please go on the website and vote for what you want to see win on Wednesday this week. We'll be having the product of the week still changing over on Wednesday. It's going to be a busy week. It's going to be a great week. It's going to be a fun week, and so be sure if you need anything, please give us a call, 1-800-726-1834, and continue to get this information out there. Continue to speak the truth. And by golly, continue to fight this political correctness that's running amok in this country and is trying to dissolve our morals and ethics in this country. Please do so, because the only way we can fight it is on the ground and making sure that we don't submit to this and we don't continue to go in and censor ourselves for fear of reprisal from other people. We make sure our voice is heard, the truth is heard, and people know what our beliefs and where we stand. Stay prepared. Everyone, I appreciate the support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.